What is going on, Colts Nation? He's Jamal Lawrence. I'm Eric Smith, your co-host of the Colts Cast today. Hey, Jamal, you better be drinking on something. It's a good day. It's a Sunday.
I got you right here.
It's the Lord's Day.
The one day I decide to not have a beverage beside me. You decide you want to have
one. That's fine. Some people just need some agua, but you better be drinking on something, because we got a lot to talk about today. Not really, but it's still going to be a lot, because this wide receiver class is stacked. Why do you think we keep talking about them every other week? Malachi Corley, intriguing prospect. A lot of Colts representatives at Western Kentucky University's Pro Day, including Jim Bob Cooter. So there's definitely some interest there. Jamal, you know what his nickname is?
Talk to him.
Yak King. When you get a name like that, you already pique my curiosity. You know what else gets me excited about this guy? Deebo Samuel comparison. Gotta love that, right?
Oh, yeah. We know that name loud and proud for years.
Oh, yeah. Where are my Gamecocks fans at? Hey, Jamal, I don't know if you want me to start off or you want to start off, but we got to talk about it, because is Corley a good fit for the Indianapolis Colts?
Man, let's get your opinion on. Let's hear what you think first.
Okay. 5'11", 215-pound receiver, give or take. You know, he's got that thick build. They say pressure bust pipes, but they ain't busting him up, right? He don't feel none. Four seasons at Western Kentucky. They play in the Conference USA. Not a ton of, you know, competition there, in my opinion. You know, SEC is king. But he was the top receiver there. I just feel like this guy is incredible with the ball in his hands. I know he's a slot receiver. We have our slot receiver, but let's be honest, Josh Downs doesn't only line up on the slot. You know, the run after the catch ability is evident on the film. He's got great acceleration after the catch. I won't say he's the super fastest guy, but I think he has some good speed. Some people say he doesn't have that top end speed, but I see the speed on tape. He's got a quick burst to get to that top speed, so that's what we really like. The strength to shrug off those tackles, whether it be an arm tackle or whatever, it's there. I like to see someone that can break tackles. You know, sorry, gotta take my sip. Michael Pittman, I think yards after catch, he was in top 15 in that category. But no other Colts receiver was in that top 15 for last year. And I feel like Michael Pittman, there was about one or two catches. He got it, and he went for like 80 yards, which is good on him. But I want to say most came on that. But he feels like a great weapon for the Indianapolis Colts. I know we got Alec Pierce, we got Josh Downs, we got Michael Pittman, we got Ashton Doolin coming back. But really, you talk about this guy, Malachi Corley, I feel like his floor can just be a gadget guy for us. He can be that secret weapon we insert on certain plays. Ceiling is obviously that Deebo Samuel, but this is someone that can be used on a particular play. You know, Corley, I think he's going to be deadly in that quick passing game, the screen game. You know, we like to run that and being schemed into motion. So, you know, they might say one of his weaknesses is he can't get off press. Well, that's where Shane Steichen comes in and says, hey, we're going to get you into motion. We're going to make it so you can use that quick acceleration right when the ball is snapped. Boom. You ain't got to worry about that, because you about to take off. Immediate impact type of player to me. He was great at what he was asked to do at Western Kentucky. I feel like some people might call him a one-trick pony, but I have to give it to the young man. You know, he's going to need time to develop. I know we're in that microwave oven era where we got to have whoever we draft, they have to be godlike their first year. Doesn't always work like that. We got Reggie Wayne. We got Shane Steichen. This guy can develop. So, yes, route tree is incomplete. Wasn't asked to do much. That's fine. That can be worked on. I want to say one of the biggest red flags I saw was the drop issue. To To me, either you can catch a ball or you can't. I think you can obviously get better at it. I mean, anything you can get better at with practice. But if you have a drop issue, it's, I don't know. I've seen some prospects who have had that drop issue, and it kind of never went away. But again, I'm sure there's been prospects that have. But you know, you're transitioning to the NFL, higher level of play. Life just doesn't get easier. Jamal, I mean, to me, see, I feel like we've made a case for a lot of wide receivers, but Malachi Corley seems like, I mean, he's going to be that, you know, quick passing game. Anthony Richardson, we're not just going to be throwing deep balls, middle of the field, all that. It's not just going to be 20-plus yard bombs. We're going to need something to complement that, and I feel like Corley could be a great addition to this team.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of stuff you said on there, I kind of was going to chat about too, so I'm not going to sit there and regurgitate everything you said. But just a couple points I want to pin out there for you. Like you mentioned, that yards at the catch, I believe I read he had like over 2,000 of his yards, or yeah, of his 3,000 yards were yards after catch. I mean, that means he gets the ball, he's just taking off with it. And again, going back to his size, I know you mentioned 5'11", 215. JT is 5'10", 226. This dude is literally not between 9 and 10 pounds smaller than JT. So just put that in perspective for you. This dude is a running back at wide receiver, essentially. Mm. That's what it is. So when you think about what Shane Steichen can do with that, you talked about going in motion, you talked about how he can be used like a Debo, whatever the case is. Can you imagine a split backfield with Richardson in the middle and has the speed and can get in the middle of the field and catch the ball? So I definitely think that there are a lot of solid things he can bring to the table like that. And again, like you mentioned earlier, he's a fighter. This dude is going to try to run you over. Again, that goes back to him being an ex-running back. I mean, he wants to run you over. He's not afraid of a DB who steps in front of him. He can take them out. He doesn't just flail to the side like, you know, you may see some smaller wide receivers do. So it's always fun to see that, just because who doesn't want an electric player who's not afraid to take a hit, especially if it comes across the middle of the field? Because the reality of the game is, If you're on the sideline, if you're outside the hash, typically you got to be running ghost. So if you got him across the middle of the field, he's not afraid to get hit. We talked about that with Josh Downs, so he can get behind the linebackers but in front of the safeties. That open field right there is where these guys make their money, and he can be a great value for us potentially. And what can be considered, you know, I've read some things saying of him going in the second round. Majority of things say him going third round. I was just actually reading something a little earlier today about, you know, people saying how if Leggett isn't there, this could be a little backup piece for the Colts at this point for us, you know, and call it what you want to. This is not a Leggett episode. It's just the point of the matter is, as you mentioned earlier, this is a deep wide receiver class where I feel like that's why we have been able to, like you said earlier, talk about so many of these different guys, because if one falls, there's another, and you can figure out a way to implement them into your system. And this guy seems like the kind of guy who could excel in a Shane Steichen system, where we may not get the flashy 30, 40-yard bombs, as you said earlier, but explosive quick plays to keep driving downfield, wearing down the defense is what we want. We want the defense to not be able to get off the field and make adjustments. So if we're getting these chunk 10, 12-yard plays, play after play after play, we're pushing downfield, and you have weapons all across the field. The last thing I want to talk about is, as you mentioned earlier, that catch rate for him. I think he had like a 23.5 contested catch rate, 23.5%. That is fairly low. But again, like he even said in plenty of his interviews, he wants to work on his route tree because that's not what Western Kentucky used him for. They used him for a very specific role. So I think I'll be hard pressed to kind of, you know, throw him under the bus for a statistic that should easily go up, especially once he gets to the next level, because they'll be utilizing him in different ways. But besides that, man, I really like what this guy brings to the table. I think he's a good piece. And again, a sleeper who, I'm sure he's starting to pick up a lot more steam now, especially after his pro day. He had a solid pro day, so he's going to continue to pick up steam. And I think that if you can get him in the third round, you'll take that any day of the week, because you can plug him in and utilize him in many more ways than one.
That'll be another steal.
Exactly. He's going to grow. He's going to get better at the next level. So excited to see. And I wouldn't mind seeing him in the blue and white.
Look, if your NFL comp is Debo Samuel, I don't see him making it past the second round. I mean, I think he goes in the second round, man.
Big shoes to fill right there, Debo.
Look, when you get that type of weapon,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the 49ers, they're great. They're better with Deebo Samuel on the field.
Absolutely.
I think it was evident last season. And I feel like every year, these past few years, that there's someone compared to Deebo in the slightest bit, it feels like. I know Jonathan Mingo got that kind of hype mm-hmm. last year. Kind of glad we didn't take him, but we'll see what he looks like. I know you talked about Xavier Leggett. I'm not talking about that right now. Everyone wants that type of weapon on their offense. So I truly feel Corley can be that weapon for us.
Absolutely.
Just with his yak ability. I mean, being able to do something in space, that's something. On top of that, if we can get him in that, like, because I'm still leaning, we're going defense in the first round. I keep seeing people saying we're going to trade back. That's very possible. Still going to take a defensive player, mm-hmm. I think, in the first round. So even if you trade back in the first round, we go defense, you could turn around and take Corley, Malachi Corley, right there in the second. We'll possibly have 2 second-round picks. And my thing is, there has to be a suitor that wants to trade up to number 15. So to me, that's got to be somebody they really, really like, or it's going to be a quarterback. And I don't know. I really don't know what's going to happen. It could be 6 quarterbacks going in the first round, maybe 7. But, you know, Ballard's going to do his thing. I'm okay with the trade back scenario this year, not like last year. But Malachi Corley, second round, if you can get him in the third, he's going to be another steal, just like Josh Downs was last year, who we called was that dude, made a whole episode about him. I know we're doing a lot of episodes this year about wide receivers, but, you know, there's some we haven't done on because we're not too high on. But Malachi Corley, get him in the second. Absolute steal in the third, I think.
No doubt about it at all. I like it.
Let us know what y'all think in the comments about Malachi Corley. Let us know if you have any other wide receiver prospects you're looking at. There's a lot of wide receivers in this class that are sticking out. There's probably going to be some studs in the fourth, third, fifth round that are going to have, they're going to have roles in the NFL. It's a passing league now, and wide receivers, they're starting to pick up steam. I don't know. This could be a record year for some wide receivers getting drafted and how they perform in the NFL, but we'll see. Let us know what y'all think. That's going to be it for us, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Colts Cast. We are live on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or any platform you use to listen to podcasts. We'll be back next time to give you some more Indianapolis Colts content. Later.
Take it easy.